me more, baby. John Cougar Mellencamp. That's right. No, we don't give you any crappy music. We try to give you the best of
everything. That's because he's a real guy who's lived.
We're not going to give you any phony product.
Here's a look at
a lot of these stuff that I hear on pirate radio. I don't know. Where do you people get this stuff? Where do you people get it? Where do you pick it up? I've never heard it before in my life, but I used to work at the DJ and a radio station. I have never heard it before. Hear it again.
That's right.
That was usually so we're only giving you the very finest music here on Zinke International. You know that. And that's why I have lots of loyal listeners.
That's right.
And I have people that even try to jam me on the radio because they're jealous. Well, you know, you can be just as jealous as you like. That's what it takes, bro. Let's see here. I am not going to leave John Cougar Mellencamp without playing It Hurts So Good. I think this is 1985, but I really love this song. I don't know why, I just do. You do too. I don't know that girls like that song, but I know guys do. And I don't know, it's something in us that likes that song. You can test yourself. If you like that song, you're male. If you didn't like it, well, I don't know. You should maybe go to the mirror and double check to be find out if you you got a pair. I don't know. But anyway, John Cougar Mellencamp, he was too good of an American boy to ever be a bad boy, but he tried to be a bad boy. He doesn't look like a bad boy. He looks very soft, and he created some good music. That's right. But as long as he stayed in the studio, he was doing just fine. As long as he stays in the studio. Anyway, so what? So what's in the news today? More on Biden, that old man Biden. Oh God, Biden. Oh jeez. Oh, Biden. Now, anyway, don't get me going. My wife says that I'd like to be political, but it doesn't make any difference. She says they're not hurting us any yet. Well, I don't know. Anyway, John Cougar Mellencamp, we hope you enjoyed it. And let's see. Let's go over and see if we have any fans tonight. I'm going to try to do this with my computer, because I have one of these new browsers that allows you to have several connections at once, which is sort of cool. Let me go see if I've still got a signal. Oh, no. Let's see. Maybe. You know, it disconnected me from the SDR. you would do that, wouldn't you? But anyway, the SDR that I'm looking at right now has 10 dB over 9 on it. But it sucks. It sucks. Anyway, so let me see. What have I got up here? Okay, we're going to go over and find out if we have any listeners. Okay, I've got to take my mixer this away, I think. Anyway, yes, ZQ Radio International. Yes, I have been featured here, and Just Greg is in there. Well, he heard John Cougar's Small Town. Thanks, ZQ. Well, I thank you, Greg, for thanking me. I love that tune. And I mean, you and I could group together. I'm sure if we had a jukebox or whatever, we could share a beer or whatever your preference is, and we could listen to Mellencamp, and boy, we would be very content, wouldn't we? I think so. Anyway, Dr. Strangelove is in there, 10 dB over 9, he says. Don't know where you are, but oh, Alabama. Well, that's interesting. You must be on the second skip or something. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We're glad we get out. You know, there is a place that we get into quite nicely, but not this time of year. It's way out on the West Coast, and I don't know why, but anyway. The Mystery SDR, right? AJ Smith 77 is in there. He heard John Cougar Mellencamp at S9. Goody, goody. Glad you're hearing it and reporting it out. Chuck 54 is in there, and he heard Hurt So Bad. Well, Chuck, you know what? You got a pair. Because you said thank you for playing John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's right.
So you really know good music. And there you go. Now, Americana. Maybe tonight we should just try Americana. And I'm trying to think of where I should go. I'm not going to go to Simon and Garfunkel. Excuse me. They're a little bit too ancient. And they don't have that rock tradition, that rock kind of beat that I want here tonight. So let's see. Where could I go? Where could I go to search for other music? Well, maybe we could go to Bob Segal. I know he's got some good stuff. I think it's Bob, isn't it? Bob Seger. And let's see what we can find here. And you're probably hearing somebody in the background rattling on about something. But yeah, there's always somebody rattling on, right? Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Silver Bullet Band. Okay, what have we got here that we can play for you tonight that's worth listening to? Oh boy, we're probably gonna score out here. I don't see anything really good coming in. Hold on just a minute here. I know that we've got other tunes that we could listen to here. There's gotta be. Bob Seger's great hit. turn the page against the wind. Against the wind, yeah. Let's see if we can catch that one.
I don't know.
Think we can do it?
Well, we'll try.
Mellencamp told the New York Times.
So anyway, we'll see what we can do here.
My parents were with my spinal problems at birth. Mellencamp also noted that he and Granucci were so afraid of losing their child that they didn't decide on a name until the day Granucci gave birth. He told the Times, as the doctor began the delivery, we decided that if there was any justice in the world, the baby would be healthy. In the end, she was just fine, and accordingly, since there appeared to be justice in the world, Mellencamp and Granucci named their new daughter Justice. Mellencamp has left alcohol and marijuana behind, but he's not a man totally devoid of vice, as he's an enthusiastic lifelong smoker. As he revealed in a 2018 interview with CBS News, he started puffing on cigarettes at the tender age of 10, and he doesn't think more than 5 decades of the habit had been all that bad for him, and he's got a bit of a theory about that.
I believe that it's the combination of cigarettes and alcohol that get people. The two of them combined.
That theory may not carry too much weight, though, considering that Mellencamp suffered a heart attack in 1994 at the relatively young age of 42. He was on tour and he didn't feel well, so he went back to his hometown of Bloomington, Indiana to consult with doctors there. He later spoke about the health scare during an appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman, mentioning that when the doctor told him he was having a heart attack, he went nuts and called him, quote, everything in the book.
Mr. John, you can say whatever you want to me or act any way.
Working on the mysteries without any clue.